This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's go to Matt in Warrington on G&D here on the Fan. What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, Grant, Danny. Great show today.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, hey, listen, fun going out on the plane with Grant and chatting it up.
This is my guy.
Things.
So Matt gets full credit, by the way. I would not have gone to see Paul Skeens at Great American Ballpark if not for you. We landed.
Assist, Matt.
By the way, it was like an hour-long flight. We talked the entire time. It felt like it was like a three-minute flight.
People probably
hated our guts, by the way. Like, everyone's like trying to...
When you were waiting for your baggage, the guy that was sitting next to me on the flight, we walked up a little bit, and he's like, "That was the longest conversation on a plane I've ever been a part of."
No.
And I was like, "Did it bother you?" And he was like, "No, I enjoyed the whole thing. You guys never shut up."
That is hilarious. Well, I thought about it, not only after, but during. I'm like, these people around us hate us. Because it was early in the morning, and most people were sleeping. And we were just like, an hour straight of just chopping it up. But anyway, when we landed, I said I was going to the hotel. And you said, "Yeah, I'm about to go to the Reds game." I had no idea they were at home. You said they were playing the Pirates.
Yep.
And that gave me the thought to look up who was pitching. So I would not have seen Skeens without you. So I owe you a thank you.
Oh, well, awesome. Yeah, no, that was a nice, nice park. I enjoyed going there. So the three things I enjoy the most that I'm just having a blast with is I'm sitting in my section, and the amount of disdain of Bengals fans talking to each other about getting walloped by a rookie quarterback and the dumb grin on my face was that was number one. Number two, I'm walking out of the stadium, probably 8 feet tall at this point, tallest I've ever been in my life. I'm trying to make eye contact with everybody. I'm not going to be a jerk, but it's been a long time since I've had that little swagger in my walk. And then walking through the airport the next morning in my Commander's gear and just seeing all the employees, and they're all just scowling, shaking their head.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably a little extra patty pat with TSA, a little aggressive on the security walkthrough. I'm enjoying all of that.
I didn't have anything there, sir. What are you patting me there
Why
for?
Are you judging me there?
Appreciate the call, and was good chatting with you as well, Matt. He's right, though. We had the same experience in our section where it was not just like the one guy kept saying, "The Redskins, you're going to let the Redskins do this to you?" And his whole point was, I think we all get it.
Yeah, I got it.
The team that I always see everyone making fun of all the time, right? But then he kept saying, "And a rookie quarterback? They're going to let a rookie quarterback do this to him?"
It's the feeling that I've had for 30-some years. While their guy, their special guy, runs around and we can't stop him, right? And it's just, it's beyond exasperating. It steals your soul. It steals your will. That pit in your stomach. Our guy was doing it to them.
Yep.
That's worth it all. That to me is the whole point. I want that. Everyone else suffers now. Not my time. It may come my time. Hey, we might be one ankle away or whatever. All I know is that night, it was my time to be the one that made them suffer. They had to eat it. And that was awesome.